Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GeyersInc.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
At M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
They're playing basketball.
Oh, my goodness. Nesmith in traffic. Had two men on him. He poured it through anyway. We are tied up. Tied up. 7-6-5. His arms. They clear out for him. He shoots a 15-footer. Good! The buzzer. At the buzzer. It counts. And Versailles gets in a 67-65.
The fans are buzzing about ScoresBroadcast.com. You can't beat it. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Scores has attracted 700,000 online users since 2007. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports, featuring our region's outstanding student athletes.
We saw two of the best basketball players in the state of Ohio play basketball tonight.
Oh, boy.
24 for Arns in the second half and 20 for Bensman in the second half. We didn't pay to get in, but I would have paid to see this one.
Behind the back, to the rack. Good! What a play by Paul Abotkins. He made the theft at one end, and he made the good move behind the back on the dribble to get himself free on the breakaway layup at the other end.
That is a good-looking freshman. I like him.
Uh-huh. It's intercepted by Damaris Wolf. Down to Ivy. Driving layup is good. It is a locomotive freight train running out of control right now for Minster.
Stay on track on scoresbroadcast.com. Follow these schools: the Botkins Trojans, Anna Rockets, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Rushi Raiders, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, and the Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Yellow Jackets on the run, quickly four-court right. Gordon lets it fly. Got it! Three-pointer. Gordon, that's one from long range, 30 seconds in. The follow by Holdhouse. Abby Holdhouse rescuing Fort Lauderdale here in the third quarter. Goes to Poling in the post. Turnaround seven-footer. Yes, that's money in the bank right there.
You don't need a penny to enjoy Scores. Listen to all live and archived webcasts free of charge. Scores, the best high school sports coverage by a long shot.
Here's a long three-pointer by Versailles. Good! Cammy McElnowney fires in a bomb, a 24-footer. Down the floor to Pringer. Pringer dodges Paige Jones and makes a lefty in the lane. What a play by Courtney Pringer. Stolen by Francis to York in the lane. Good! The
What a heads-up play by Carter Francis. He made it happen. Jordan York on the finish for Rushi.
One photo finish after another, right through the tournament on Scores.
Here's Burning behind the arc. Gets a screen. Burning still behind the arc. He guns it. Shoots it. Got it! Got it! 1 second to go. 0.9 to go. Down to 10, down to 9. Let's see if Andre can score, maybe draw a foul. He's 20 feet out. Foul line, behind the back pass. Layup, good! Rontaze Roberts! Rontaze Roberts on the finish. That was as terrific an assist as you'll ever see under pressure. Whew. Wow! Well, good evening, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. It's our third game of four today. We had two girls' sectional championships this afternoon, one by Rushi in Fort Loramie. Tonight, Chuck and I bring you a doubleheader from the Piqua Boys Division IV sectional site, Garbery Gym on the campus of Piqua High. Game one, it's 20-2 Fort Loramie against Mechanicsburg, which has won just once all year long, that by a scant point, please, against Hardin Northern. And Fort Loramie clearly a prohibitive favorite here this evening against Mechanicsburg. And our second game tonight features the Bodkins Trojans, who take on Riverside. That should be a pretty even Steven matchup. Hello from Piqua for the second straight evening. Last night, three games started on the web at 5:15 here on scoresbroadcast.com. Tonight, about the same time, only it's two games, not three. Early start time. We'll get everybody home early.
Good.
We should wrap up here this evening by about 8:30 or so after this twin bill at Piqua High School. Fort Loramie Redskins, Chuck, a bit shorthanded again tonight for this tournament game against Mechanicsburg.
Well, they're not going to have Tyler Siegel. They're not going to have Evan Burning, two real major players in there. But they're playing a 1-21 basketball team. They've got enough firepower. They're going to be okay. They said that Burning could probably play if he had to. Siegel, he has to go back to the doctor on Wednesday for his wrist. But I think he's probably going to sit out the first two games, but then maybe get him into the finals if they get there, which they're playing two teams that are 1-21. So you're going to assume they're going to get there. But they got enough firepower without him.
Yeah, I was told about 30 minutes ago that the x-rays on the Siegel wrist were not conclusive.
Right.
Hopefully it's not a hairline break, and it does heal up on its own pretty quickly.
Well, it's his non-shooting hand, so they could do a soft cast type situation and protect it, I'm sure. So he's a senior. This is a chance for Loramie to make a real long run in the tournament. They're going to get him out there if at all possible.
Burning suffering from a slight shoulder injury, a recurrence of one, I think, a year or two ago. Again, that's precautionary. Oddly enough, the two young men, Siegel and Burning, who were weakened. In fact, Siegel didn't even play. Burning was there. Didn't perform up to speed for the home contest late in the year against Anna. So they're down those two same fellas, but obviously a much weaker opponent.
Yeah, they're not playing Anna tonight.
Right. Anna, they dealt Fort Loramie. The Redskins only two losses during the regular season, as Fort Loramie, Anna, and Rushi all finished in a 10-2 three-way deadlock atop the Shelby County League. Anxious to see Nathan Roderman perform for Fort Loramie. He's come on so strong here at the end of the regular season. Dylan Braun, always a delight, but I would expect probably 20-some minutes or more from Roderman tonight. I would think he'd start.
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming he's probably going to start. You got Nick Brandewey, you've got Dylan Braun, you got Eli Rosengarten, you got Carter Mesher, who came up about halfway through the season from the JVs to play all varsity. He's going to get a lot of time. Ratterman, we talked about. You got Mitchell Burning, who had a real nice year on the JVs. I would see him getting a little more time tonight. And then you got Austin Siegel, who is plays bigger than his 6'2", because he's a solid kid.
What's going to handicap Mechanicsburg here tonight is size. This team is very small. A starting five for the one-win Indians features nobody better than 6'1". In fact, three starters are 5'10 or less. So no doubt that's one of the reasons why Fort Loraman decided it could do without 6'7 Tyler Siegel here tonight. It's a Mechanicsburg basketball program which has really leveled off the last few years. Football, wrestling continue to be pretty strong. The basketball squad does feature a couple young men who have performed quite well on the gridiron the last few years. One of the starters for the Mechanicsburg team here tonight is a second-team All-Ohio defensive back, Joey Miscadre, and the All-District quarterback, Logan Hurst, also is a starter on the hoop squad. So at least they have a couple of young men bleeding over from the football team to the basketball roster. But it is a club that is quite small, easily the smallest roster, shorter than Botkins, in fact, in this Division IV boys sectional tournament. Chuck, I'm looking right down through it now. There's not one young man over 6'1". And a guard, Kyle Smith, is a 6'1 freshman, and he won't see action tonight.
Right. Yeah, I mean, they're small. They're not incredibly talented. They're well coached. Same young man that was their coach last year.
Right.
He does a nice job. I had a nice talk with him. It's got to be frustrating to see all these athletes playing football, but then not being able to get very many of them to come out and play for you. But if your wrestling team is also that strong, I remember when I coached basketball, girls basketball here at Piqua, the volleyball was so strong back then, and you had to go to all their games and really tell them how wonderful they were to make sure they still came out and played basketball instead of leaving you to go play JO all winter.
At some schools, the sports compete against each other. That's why a lot of the small school football programs would rather save some soccer athletes for football,
right,
and not be a proponent of having the soccer program. And a lot of small schools do not.
I mean, you sit there and we go to like Loramie and the smaller schools. The marching band has cheerleaders and football players out there playing at halftime.
Yep.
You know, I mean, so if you don't have a lot of choices, you do with what you got.
So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight, making possible this doubleheader from here at Piqua. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News. Plus, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney, and Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Don't forget Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? Kids eat free at the Troy Frisch's on Monday from 5 to 8. And the in-between to South of Botkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. And we also thank Enrushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, along with the Jewelry Barn in Enrushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. We've got the starters and the tip, Fort Loramie and Mechanicsburg, in a minute on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
Well, looking across the way at the Fort Loramie cheering section, it appears as though about 6 or 7 blocks of the residential area in the Fort Lauderdale community showed up for this game tonight.
Well, they always, it doesn't matter what the game is, they follow, they love their basketball team, and they follow them all over the place.
You talk about a good crowd from Fort Lauderdale. It is superb. Everybody adorned in red and black on the other side. Well, I guess not. I see a blue sweatshirt somewhere. Mechanicsburg fans filling in behind us.
I'm going to go over and throw that one guy out.
And our two highly visible scorers, broadcast.com banners up in each corner of the Pickle High School Garber Gym. Opening five for Mechanicsburg in the road purple with gold trim, Joey Miscodrick, 5'10 junior guard. Logan Hurst, 6'1 sophomore. He is in the post. Out front at the point, Mark DeLong, 5'9 sophomore. Chris Taylor, leading scorer, a guard, 6-foot junior, 13.5 points a game. And the other starter is Cam Young, a 5'10 senior guard. Opening five for the Fort Lauderdale Redskins, Nick Brandewee, Dylan Braun at the guards. Nick is 6'1 sophomore, and Dylan is a 6'1" senior, 17 points a game. Carter Mesher, 5'11 junior, gets the go sign in the starting five in the absence of Evan Burney. And as expected, Nathan Roderman opens up at a wing, 6'2" tall, a junior, close to 7 points a game. And Austin Siegel mans the middle spot, 6'2" tall. He is a 12th grader, Tyler Siegel, 6'7", out with the injured wrist. Should be back for a sectional final. Evan Burning, nursing an ouchy shoulder. He will not play either in this game.
Well, the Mesher is a good fill-in. He's not the same caliber basketball player as Burning, but he's not going to hurt him any. They're going to miss Tyler a little bit, but I think they still got enough strength, especially as small as Mechanicsburg is.
And jumping center for Mechanicsburg was 5'9" sophomore guard Mac DeLong. I might have referred to him as Mark. He jumped center. Fort Lauderdale got the tip so decisively. The Redskins swatted the toss-up at midcourt out of bounds into the corner of the floor before Fort Lauderdale could track it down. Thus, the initial possession belongs to Mechanicsburg. Inbounding is Joey Miscodri, spelled M-A-S-C-A-D-R-I, 5'10" junior. Gives it up to Cam Young. Young, a 5'10" senior. Deep right corner of the floor. Young, cross court. Mechanicsburg whips it around the arc. Here's Chris Taylor. Taylor on the bounce. Leading scorer on the year, as I noted, about 13 points a game. Oh, here's a good-looking drive. Right down the pike goes Young. Backboard, rim, in and out, no good, but a foul on Fort Lauderdale. Nice penetration by Mechanicsburg. Took half minute off the clock. Got a good-looking shot. Two free throws coming.
Well, we talked about how good they are defensively, but without Siegel out there, they don't have that rim protector like they're used to.
Yeah, I don't think that shot right there from Mechanicsburg would have come quite so easily.
I would have probably had to catch the block shot
if Tyler Siegel is in there. And the first free throw is swished. The second one hits the rim two or three times and bounces in. Mechanicsburg on top, 2-0. Dylan Braun, Nick Brandewee, fourth court to her left. We are perched right at court side at the end of the Mechanicsburg bench, left of center court. Loose ball, right corner of the floor. Nick Brandewee dives for it, can't get it. It's scooped away by Taylor of Mechanicsburg. Nick Brandewee had a shot at it. Indians came out of there with it. Quickly down the floor in the right corner, it's Taylor. Taylor whips the ball around the head of the key to DeLong. Here's a shot fake behind the arc. Now it's taken by the Indians. Way short, no good. Missed by Logan Hurst. And here comes Fort Lauderdale's Dylan Braun. He scoots down the floor, leads Austin Siegel with a bounce pass. He missed him, and he goes out of bounds. Two turnovers for Fort Lauderdale.
It takes a little bit. A, you're playing on a court you've not played on before, and B, you're not playing with the normal people you're used to playing with to start the game.
Got some new synergy to develop. Up over the timeline, Cam Young for Mechanicsburg. Out back to Logan Hurst. Indians lead 2-0. We've played 90 seconds. Spotting up, shooting the three. Mac DeLong, short. Rebound caroms to Fort Lauderdale. Long lead out down to Dylan Braun. Skips it cross court to Carter Mesher. He knifes through the lane. back to Braun. Open look, three-pointer. Bingo! He's got it. 3-2, Fort Loraman. Token pressure in backcourt. Ball bounced ahead by Mechanicsburg to Taylor. On top to the left-hand three-point shooter. It's Hurst. Off to the left. Rebound yanked down by Braun. He's on the go. Dillon, right corner, Mesher. Into the lane, Roderman. Shot fake up strong with the left hand. In there. Two trips down the floor, two straight buckets for Fort Loraman. 5-2 Redskins. Mechanicsburg on the attack. 25 feet away on the left, it's Cam Young. Back outside to Logan Hurst. Dumped it off to Chris Taylor in the left corner. He rambles around the top of the circle. On a weave to DeLong. Back to Taylor. Dillon Braun draws the assignment of checking the Indians' top scorer on the year. Over 13 points a game. Mechanicsburg won just once. Mechanicsburg beat Hardin Northern by 1 point. Here's an offensive foul called against the Indians, and the Mechanicsburg bench didn't think Fort Loraman got there in time.
He ran through two of them. And that Hardin Northern win, Hardin Northern didn't win a game.
You're right. So you're saying on that last foul, Chuck, Mechanicsburg should have been with
called for two.
Yeah, okay. I got
he
you.
Ran two guys over.
I got you. That's a new one. Deep left corner, Austin Siegel on top to Braun for Fort Loraman. Foul line. Hooks it down low on the right to a teammate. Power move, Austin Siegel. Three straight journeys down the floor. 7 points for Fort Loraman. 4:57 to go, first quarter. 7-2 Redskins. Here's Logan Hurst on the arc. Guarded by Roderman. On a weave to Mack DeLong. Shot fake to Cam Young. Roderman on him. Ball flipped off to Miscadre. Back to Taylor. Coming out to get the pass is Logan Hurst. Broken up before Loraman. Knocked away at midcourt. The scrum for it. Who's got it? White jersey or purple? And the Redskins have it. Saved far side by Mesher. 4:25 to go in the first. 7-2 Redskins. Dillon Braun again. Look out. He's got it. Dillon Braun right in front of the Indians bench. And Fort Loraman's fans go up on their feet. Mechanicsburg gets a timeout. 10-2 Skins midway through the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
4 minutes and 19 seconds to go in the first quarter. And Fort Loraman, after a slow start, couple turnovers, first two possessions, has bolted on top by 8. 10-2 Redskins. Mechanicsburg with the basketball to our right. It is Logan Hurst giving the ball up, then getting it back. Here's Cam Young, 5'10 senior guard. On the play to Hurst. Hurst with a drive, left-handed, shovels it, strong, no good. Rebounded by Fort Loraman. Eli Rosengarten is in. Down to Dillon Braun in the right corner. Cross court to Mesher. He jacks up a three wide. Rebound Fort Loraman. Braun once more. Rim. Backboard. No. Good rebound. Rosengarten. Yes.
That's where that size advantage is coming in big for Loraman. That's a charge.
12-2 Redskins, who set up shop low on the left. Carter Mesher can handle it. He's a football player. He stood strong outside the paint and attracted the second charge of the evening against Mechanicsburg. 12-2 in favor of Fort Loraman. I'm sure head coach Corey Britton of the Redskins pleased with how Fort Loraman is defended, not backing down. Attracting two charging violations. Here's a quick play down the floor by Fort Loraman. Low on the right. It is dealt by the Redskins. Shot missed by Barhorst. Got it back. Stuck it up there. No good. Knocked out of bounds by Fort Loraman.
Yeah, he kind of short-armed it a little bit.
First empty possession by the Redskins in about 3 minutes. Intercepted by Dillon Braun at midcourt. All the way to the cup. He's got two. Dillon Braun picked it off and made Mechanicsburg pay. 14-2, Fort Loraman. quickly up the floor. Mac DeLong from Mechanicsburg. Out of Chris Taylor. I don't think the leading scorer for the Indians this year has gotten a shot yet.
He has not.
Here's DeLong. Here's Hurst. And Hurst dribbles right into trouble. Swiped on the play by Fort Laramie. A good theft by the Redskins. Here's Braun. Finding an open player low on the left. It's missed by Barhorst. Sticks it back up, no good. Might have been fouled. Long rebound for Laramie. And Dylan Braun bangs home a 22-footer. 17-2 Fort Laramie.
Sure is a good shooter.
Yep. He is. Like radar tonight.
I like to go out on a limb.
2:25 to go in the first quarter. And Mechanicsburg in trouble. Far side of the floor. Turns it over.
But like you said, Braun not only has 11 points here, but he has kept their leading scorer from getting a shot off.
Cody Barhorst in for Fort Laramie. And also in, Chuck, is a number I don't have. 52.
Okay, it's Nolan Burning. He's a freshman.
Nolan Burning, 52, freshman, on the floor now. Wears 30 as a JV. 5'9", Frush. Burning goes to the top of the circle. Great diagonal pass to Austin Siegel on the finish. And the Redskins are rolling. 19 points in about 4 minutes and 20 seconds. 2:02 to go in the first. 19-2 Fort Laramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
Cody Barhorst to Fort Laramie, a 5'11 player, a senior, has seen action in this game. As has Nolan Burning, a 5'9" freshman. Evan Burning not playing tonight. He's got a shoulder injury, a very mild one. He's out for precautionary reasons, as is Tyler Siegel, the 6'7 post player. Had his wrist shaken up against Rushi. He is on the sideline for precautionary reasons. Head coach Corey Britton of Fort Laramie, Chuck, might fall in love with this lineup here tonight.
Well, I don't think we're going to not see Tyler Siegel when he's allowed to play, but no, they're playing really well.
19-2 Fort Laramie, under 2 minutes to play in the first quarter. Mechanicsburg has the ball in backcourt. Dribbling up the left side is Chris Taylor in the deep corner to Mac DeLong, and he flings it off the leg of a Redskin out of bounds. Eli Rosengarten's come in off the bench. He's performed well. He's made a layup. 5'10 junior. Right now it's Austin Siegel, Ratterman, Rosengarten, Nolan Burning, and Nick Brandewey. Minute 40 left in the first. Deep in the right corner, Taylor from Mechanicsburg. Picks up his dribble. Gives it right back to Mascadre. Now it's loose on the deck momentarily. Mascadre gets it. Mechanicsburg retains the ball. Nearly a travel by Hurst. Hand off to DeLong. Minute 26 to go, first quarter. It's amazing, Chuck, how we can spot violations, floor miscues, turnovers from here, and the three men on the floor much closer don't see them.
Well, we're sitting down low enough, we're closer to their feet.
A minute 7 to go here in the first period. Taylor peels off a screen, head of the key, jacks up a three, missed it, back iron, rebound down to Nolan Burning of Fort Laramie. Near side, Nick Brandewey, hit the cutter, Austin Siegel, to the rim, good, and it counts, he's fouled. Had to hang on for a millisecond, it hung on the iron, as the whistle was blowing, it dropped through, and Siegel's at the foul line. 59.3 to go in the first quarter, 21-2 Fort Laramie. And this is without Tyler Siegel and Evan Burning. It is a 1-20 Mechanicsburg team. But the Redskins, with a pretty deep bench and a lot of good young talent, have not missed Siegel and Burning to this point. Three-point play completed by Austin Siegel. Cody Barhorst back on the floor for Austin with 59.3 remaining in the opening quarter of play. And now the Redskins put on the three-quarter court pressure. Rosengarten, Barhorst, and Ratterman to the left of the timeline. Dylan Braun, Nick Brandewey at midcourt. Mechanicsburg gets set to throw it in. It's Colin Hartley. Picked off on the play by Fort Loramie. Low in the right, it's Rosengarten. Had a shot partially blocked. Redskins get it back, though. Dylan Braun deep in the corner. Out between the rings to Nick Brandewey. Far right sideline, Dylan Braun, left-hand bounce. Near side to Ratterman. On a weave it goes. Here's Brandewey. Turkey jerky moving the lane. Oh, oh look at that
pass.
Feed.
Wow.
What a pass. Nick Brandewey to Dylan Braun. Boy, Nick with a hook pass with the left hand. Made a jab step in the paint. Looked like he was going to shoot the ball. He's a southpaw. But instead, he rifled it chest high. About a 10 or 12 foot diagonal throw across the bottom of the paint to Dylan Braun, who finished. Here's Mechanicsburg shooting deep left corner. It is no good by Brad Butch, the 5'10 sophomore guard in off the bench. 6 seconds to go in the first quarter. Fort Loramie's got Braun near the buzzer. 27-footer around and out, no good. And the first quarter concludes. Fort Loramie 24, Mechanicsburg 2 on scorersbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
This is Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Piqua. Garbry Gym, the venue. It's the boys' Division IV sectional tourney. And Nick Brandewey starts off the second period with a pivot move in the top of the circle, and it's a traveling violation. Mechanicsburg will throw it inbounds against full court pressure by Fort Loramie. Ball bounced to Logan Hurst. Hand off to Mack DeLong. Quickly dribbling up the left side against Cody Barhorst to Fort Loramie. He skips into the left corner. Weaves it to Hurst. Here's a drive by him all the way to the basket. He banked it down. Nice effort by Logan Hurst. Two-pointer for him for Mechanicsburg. 24-4 in favor of Fort Loramie. Wow. Nick Brandewey's not guarded. And the left-hander drove it all the way to the basket from 60 feet away. He was not touched, and he barreled in for the two-pointer.
It looked like the Red Sea parted for him.
It sure did. It was wide open, nobody around him, and then the Indians throw it away. 26-4 in favor of Fort Loramie. Austin Siegel, Carter Mesher, Nolan Burning. Another new player, Mason Kemper, good football player, 6'2 junior is in. The fifth young man, Dylan Braun. Here's Nolan Burning, right side to Dylan. Kemper sets a screen. Now Austin Siegel on top. Austin gives it up, gets it back on the cut, and then dropped it out of bounds.
That was a good pass. He just took his eye off of it to see where the defender was, and he didn't catch it.
A minute gone here in quarter number two. 26-4 in favor of Fort Loramie. In backcourt for Mechanicsburg. Ball being handled on the play by Cam Young. His pass is telegraphed, intercepted by Carter Mesher. All the way to the rack with the left hand. Two more for Fort Loramie. Carter Mesher on the deuce. And the Redskins have had a habit tonight of turning these live ball mistakes into points. And Mechanicsburg is down 28-4. Straight away with the ball for the Indians is Chris Taylor. Taylor on a weave to DeLong, back to Taylor. DeLong on the arc, 6:20 left in the second. Shot fake to Cam Young. Looks into the lane area, no one home. Now he goes to Mac DeLong. Outside the arc is Chris Taylor. A long three-pointer hit the rim. The backboard rolled off. Dylan Braun's got it for Fort Loramie. Down to Barhorst. Ball thrown to the cutter, Austin Siegel. Oh, a beautiful shot fake. Up and in. Austin Siegel with two more.
He is running the floor very well tonight.
Is Fort Loramie in shape or what? Here is Mechanicsburg trying to throw the ball into the post. It's a poor delivery. Fort Loramie knocks it loose quickly down the floor. Nolan Burning. Left corner, Carter Mesher. He hoists up a three. Short, no good. Rebound Taylor for Mechanicsburg. 5.5 to go in the second. 30-4, Fort Loramie. Between the rings, Hurst. Fakes right, goes left around Austin Siegel. Left it off the bankboard short. Rebound down to Dylan Braun. Braun scoots ahead. Bounces to Mesher. The trailer is Siegel. Broken up. Siegel gets it back. Hands it off to Kemper with the left hand. He runs it. No good. Austin Siegel is over the shoulder. Foul, Fort Loramie. 5:12 to go in the second. Redskins up 30-4. Not the usual cast of characters for Fort Loramie. Tyler Siegel out, precautionary reasons. Evan Burning out.
There's been some combinations here that I guarantee you have not been on the floor together all year.
You're right about that. But Fort Loramie has not missed a beat. Redskins are in excellent condition, running the floor extremely well. Three-point shot straight away by Cam Young of Mechanicsburg, barely caught iron. Fort Loramie snarfs up the rebound. Here's Burning down the floor to Rosengarten. He slides his way into the lane, drops it off to Kemper, left corner Mesher. Down to Rosengarten on the arc with 4:40 left until halftime. Carter Mesher at the elbow, feeds Kemper at the short corner, outside the backboard on the left. On the arc, it's Rosengarten. Now Kemper. Kemper zips a pass to Mesher deep in the left corner. Mesher through the top of the keyhole. Goes opposite to Nolan Burning. Hits the cutter in the lane. 2 points for Cody Barhorst. Barhorst missed a couple of defended chippies earlier, and he got a bucket right there.
That was much harder than the two he missed.
Yeah. Here's a drive by Mechanicsburg. Good effort on the play by the Indians' leading scorer on the year, Chris Taylor. As he took it the last 40 feet to the rim, he was challenged and fouled, and he's awarded 2 free ones. 4:09 to go in the half. 32-4 in favor of Fort Loramie. Free throw by Chris Taylor is good. More changes. Mitchell Burning, 6'2 junior in the game now for Fort Loramie. Mason Kemper sits down. Nathan Roderman back on the hardwood. Second shot by Taylor of Mechanicsburg. In and out, no good. And it's Cody Barhorst who tracks down the rebound to Nolan Burning. And he fires a bullet, a 25-foot laser intended for Roderman. It looked like he touched it. Looked like maybe Mechanicsburg got a piece of it as well. Off the Indians' last is ruled by the referee. And Fort Loramie lobs into the lane. It's caught by Mitchell Burning. Five-footer, no good. Rebound Rosengarten. It's underneath the basket. Mechanicsburg taps it out. 3:56 to go in the first half. 32-5, Fort Loramie. Baseline left of the basket. Inbounding, Nolan Burning. Looking, deep left corner. It's Rosengarten. Outside the arc on the right to Nolan Burning. Gets a screen from Barhorst who rolls. Here's a deep three, left side of the floor by Rosengarten. Off the rim, no good. Mechanicsburg skies with good position on the rebound and draws a foul from the Redskins. 3:44 to go. Opening half, 32-5 Fort Loramie. Mechanicsburg got, what, the first 2 points of the game? Am I right,
Yep,
Chuck?
They made 2 free throws. That's all they made in the first quarter. They were up 2-0, and then Braun hit a three, and that's been the end of it.
Rosengarten over guarding on the arc against Taylor of Mechanicsburg. 3.5 to go, second quarter. 32-5 Redskins. Playmaker is Joey Muscadre. Into the right corner to Mack DeLong. He goes opposite to Taylor. He shoots the three. 22-footer bounces off the iron. No good. Rebound Rosengarten. Down the floor, Nolan Burning. On the weave, Rosengarten behind the foul line. Fadeaway, 17-footer short. Rebound jerked down off the glass by Muscadre. Look at him go, running the floor. Tries to come to a stop. Can't. He slides, and that's a walking violation. 3:10 to go. Wholesale changes 4-4 Gormley again. Rosengarten and Nolan Burning and Roderman are out. See another new number, Jake Roderman
checked in, yep.
And Jake, a 6-foot junior, is in. And here's a drive, baseline left with Cody Barhorst. Blocked away by Mechanicsburg. Loose ball in the corner. Redskins get it, but they're out of bounds. 3 minutes even to go here in quarter number two. 32-5 in favor of Fort Laramie. Mechanicsburg to midcourt. It's Cam Young. Coming out to catch is Logan Hurst. Here's Muscadre. Popping out to get it is Taylor. On a weave, it's DeLong. Goes opposite side of the floor to Cam Young. Young dribbles, deals it to Hurst. Now Nick Brandewey is trying to guard the driver for Mechanicsburg. Good effort by Cam Young. He got around Nick, missed the shot. Loose ball rebound is poked out of bounds by Fort Laramie. 2:31 to go here in the first quarter, or I should say first half. 32-5 Redskins. Haven't had a point recorded in a while. Inbounding, Mechanicsburg below the rim. Ball lobbed way out back to Muscadre. On a weave to Taylor. Behind a screen, lets it fly. Bingo! 24-footer Taylor of Mechanicsburg. Fort Laramie down in a hurry. Dylan Braun, right corner. Looks for Austin Siegel, goes baseline. Right back to Dylan, picked off by Taylor. Here's Mechanicsburg motoring down the floor, left to right. Taylor against Barhorst. Gives it up deep in the right corner. Very poor pass by Mechanicsburg. Right into the hands of Nick Brandewey. 3-on-1
wow.
Break. No look pass. Austin Siegel concludes it.
Boy, I tell you what, he faked one way, dropped it off. That was fantastic.
I tell you what, Brandewey's passes tonight should make a highlight reel.
Yep, sophomore.
Some excellent feeding. Boy, his dishes have been superb. There's a long three-pointer by Logan Hurst off to the left for Mechanicsburg. Rebound down to Dylan Braun, and Braun's called for a high dribble, a carry. He got his right hand below the leather and lifted up on it. That's one of those calls, Chuck, which I think you have to make if the offensive player seems to gain some kind of an advantage.
See, I didn't see that. I didn't see his hand get underneath it. He did kind of a jab step,
yeah.
And I think that's what threw the official off. I'm not sure that's the correct call.
Yeah. Not sure that I would apply it in that situation. 34-8, Fort Laramie. Minute 20 left to go here in the second quarter. With the ball for Mechanicsburg, out of the arc is Cam Young. He hits a teammate driving down the lane. Fort Laramie rips it away. Here's Brandewey on the loose again. All the way to the rim. He took it 60 feet and scores.
He took that one himself. He could have given that one up too, but he figured it was his turn to score one.
36-8 Redskins. A minute left in the first half. On the arc, it's Taylor. Taylor throws baseline left to a teammate. Now Mechanicsburg gives it up 25 feet away. It is Logan Hurst off to Muscadre, and we got a push-off beneath the basket against Nathan Roderman, and Mechanicsburg's Taylor will shoot the 1-and-1. No foul in the act. He's got two. Couple free ones for Taylor. 13 points a game on the year, leading scorer for the Indians. In and out on the shot. Got two coming. Here's the second one. The official delivers it on one bounce to Chris Taylor of Mechanicsburg. He launches the free throw and connects. 36-9. 44 seconds to go, second quarter. Dylan Braun maneuvers to midcourt. Says something to Nick Brandewey. Braun goes Brandewey's way with the pass. Brandewey being pursued hard by Mack DeLong. Coming out to catch is Roderman. Half minute to go, second quarter. Brandewey, Braun, pitch and catch, 30 feet out. Now Roderman near midcourt. Left-handed dribble. Hands off to Braun at center circle. 16 to play. Brandewey has it now. He motions 40 feet for the basket. Brandewey stops his dribble, goes to Roderman with 9. Down low on the right to Austin Siegel. Shot fake, maneuvers, missed it, no good. Carter Mesher got it back, hooked it. It rolls off the rim with a second to go. And Mechanicsburg finally gets the rebound, and the halftime closes. Fort Loramie 36, Mechanicsburg 9 on scorersbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'd like to tell you all about Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. If you need true comfort, call on Mike Holdhouse or Tom Timmerman. They are the pros. Tom and Jerry's is family-owned. It's built a quality name on developing connections a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, phone 937-295-3243. Tom and Jerry's will give your system the tune-up it needs for true comfort. 36-9 at the half here on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Loramie well out in front of Mechanicsburg. Don't forget, M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is your one-stop auto repair shop. Free pickup and delivery for you, too, at M&A. Phone 1-800-474-4123. Talk to Jeff Gebhardt at M&A Muffler and Tires. He's got a tire sale you'll never get tired of. Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, and more at M&A Muffler and Tires. And check out that great array of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, West Main Street, and Fort Loramie. Super deals, customer pricing, and financing always at Geyer's. Follow the footsteps of so many satisfied Geyer's patrons who come from all over. Dayton, Lima, Fort Wayne, Indianapolis, East Coast, West Coast, even Alaska, as you hear in our new 30-second commercial message. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at Geyer's, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com. Fort Loramie leads Mechanicsburg 36-9. Our halftime report presented, as always, by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck?
Yeah, it could be a lot worse than that. He did a lot of subbing, had a lot of weird combinations out there, but 36-9 at the half. 2 of 15 from the floor for Mechanicsburg, 1 of 11 from behind the arc, 4 of 6 from the free throw line. Loramie, on the other hand, 16 of 31, 3 of 8 from behind the arc, 1 for 1 from the free throw line. A 20-9 rebounding advantage, 8 to 2 on the offensive boards. Loramie turned it over 7 times. Mechanicsburg turned it over 13 times in the first half. Loramie has a 26 to 2 advantage in the paint and 20 to 5 off turnovers. Individual scoring for Mechanicsburg, they were led by Chris Taylor with 5. They got 2 from Cam Young and 2 from Logan Hurst. They scored 2 and 7, 9 for the first half. Loramie a little more balanced. They got Dylan Braun with 13 all in the first quarter. Austin Siegel has 11. They got four from Nick Brandewey, and then two each from Barhorst, Rosengarten, Mesher, and Nate Ratterman. They scored 24 and then 12, 36-9 at the half.
I tell you what, Chuck, Fort Loramie's balance, always impressive. Very good depth. I'm just really thrilled to see the way these Stallions, it's a stable of Stallions who just gallop up and down the floor with relentless energy. There's no stopping them.
No, I'll tell you that you don't want to see your stars go out, but tonight they're playing without Burning, and they're playing without Tyler Siegel. All this does is give these other kids more time on the floor, more playing time. They mesh together better. They get confidence because they're having success in a 27-point halftime lead. If you can't think that basket looks like it's the size of a giant trash can, then you're not a shooter.
I tell you what, come a tight district or regional game, head coach Corey Britton will need one or two of these young men who normally don't play but are getting good quality time here tonight.
Yeah, I mean, Nathan Ratterman, he gets some time, but tonight he's getting more time, and he's a real streaky player, but he's a good scorer. This is only going to make him better.
Yes. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, 36-9. Fort Loramie leads Mechanicsburg on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
About 3 minutes away from the start of the third quarter here on scoresbroadcast.com. This is the first of two games tonight here on the web online on Scores Broadcast. Botkins and Riverside to follow. Then the two winners tonight return to action on Wednesday for a doubleheader starting at 6 o'clock. Is that correct, Chuck? Let's see, the winners tonight.
I'm assuming it's going to be the same as tonight, probably 5:30.
Yeah.
It is 6 o'clock.
Yeah, 6 and 7:30 on Tuesday. Fort Loramie will play Bradford, which took a first-round bye. The winner of our second game tonight will play Ansonia, which took a first-round bye. So the two winners tonight do return to action on Wednesday. I may have said Tuesday by mistake.
Right. Well, and I would assume they do a little different timing, because on a Saturday night, 5:30 is not a problem. Trying to get here after work on a Tuesday,
right,
and a Wednesday. So that's probably why they made the change.
And our three winners last night returned to action on Tuesday. Lehman Catholic plays Rushi at 6 o'clock on Tuesday. Rushi took a bye in the first round. The team's victorious last night. Jackson Center and Fairlawn collide in the second game on Tuesday at 7:30. Now our Local Equipment Student Athlete Spotlight segment, brought to you by Local Equipment in Jackson Center, which since the inception of scoresbroadcast.com has promoted student academic success for us. Local moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name Local. And tonight we take a look at the Fort Loramie roster and highlight the senior athletes. And they include Evan Burning, Cody Barhorst, Dylan Braun, Austin Siegel, and Tyler Siegel. Of course, Evan Burning and Tyler Siegel are out, not playing. So there are three active seniors tonight, five in all. They are recognized by Local Equipment and Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
street sweepers, and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Here we go on scoresbroadcast.com. Second half of tonight's game between Fort Loramie and Mechanicsburg. And right away the Indians throw it inbounds and turn it over. Mac DeLong called for a double dribble. Redskins come down the floor in a hurry. It is Austin Siegel along with Nathan Roderman. Dylan Braun. Carter Mesher in there. And the fifth player, Nick Brandewey, who's got the ball in the arc, hits the cutter, Austin Siegel. He glides to the rim and drops it through. Boy, Nick Brandewey racking up the assist tonight.
Yeah, no doubt. That was another real nice pass.
7:20 left to go, third quarter. 38-9, Fort Loramie. Near side throw, Logan Hurst from Mechanicsburg. Gives it up on the arc to Mac DeLong. Now Joey Mascadre. Mascadre to Cam Young. Taylor leading score on the arc. Here's DeLong with it. Right corner Young. Left-hand dribble in the lane. Works hard against Dylan Braun. Fine defense. No foul called. And Loramie's got it. Nick Brandewey on the journey down the floor. Baseline right to Braun. Flips it behind him. A no-look pass for Roderman. It was a better one bouncer to head coach Corey Britton. It went out of bounds. Mechanicsburg possession.
That was a little more fancy than it needed to be.
Exactly. And I don't know if that'll happen again tonight anyway. 6:45 to go, third quarter. Mechanicsburg with the ball. Logan Hurst behind the arc to Blake Sadowski, who's in now. Here's Chris Taylor with it. Taylor 25 feet out. High dribble by Hurst. No violation called. Here's Mac DeLong in the right corner. Gives it right back to Brad Butch. Butch, a substitute player. To Logan Hurst for a shot behind the foul line. Short, no good. Rebound for Loramie. Down the floor to Austin Siegel. Hit the elbow on the right. He sinks a 16-footer.
He's feeling it tonight. Got a big grin on his face.
Oh, yeah. For Austin, that's about three times his range right there. Here's a long three. Taylor, good for Mechanicsburg. Taylor lights it up. 40-12, Fort Loramie. Roderman, deep right corner for the Redskins. Short, no good. He follows and gets it back. Here's Brandewey. Here's Dylan Braun. Braun fakes right, goes left. To the rim, off balance. Makes it. What a play by Dylan Braun. Good drive. Didn't have much of an opening, but he took advantage and slithered right through. Here's Taylor back down the floor for Mechanicsburg. Tries to make a pass. Brandewey breaks it up, and he's got it. Look at Nick go. Driving, left-handed, strong. Rebound Mechanicsburg. 5:20 left in the third. 42-12, Fort Loramie. Between the rings, it's Logan Hurst. Now Taylor tries to get the screen from Hurst. Goes outside the arc in the near corner to Long. Now Mascadre. Now Taylor. Long triple try. Glances off the rim. Into the arms of Dylan Braun for Fort Loramie. Up the floor to Brandewey. Back to Braun. He's open. Lets it fly. Short. No good. Rebound Hurst of Mechanicsburg. Outlet pass up the floor to Butch. Behind the arc, it's dealt to Mac DeLong. DeLong to Cam Young. 4:40 left to go here in the third quarter. Here's Taylor. Tries a little pick and roll with a teammate. It is busted up by Fort Loramie. Ball pops in the air. Redskins come down with it. Quickly up the floor to Mesher. Now to Roderman, who tries to light it up behind the arc. Short, no good. hit the rim and the backboard and came off to Mechanicsburg's Taylor. Taylor goes into the right corner, swiped on the play by Ratterman. Good steal. Outlet to Brandewey. Brandewey behind the back at the elbow on the left. Fights hard into the lane. Oh, hits Carter Mesher right down the teeth of the defense. He catches and drops it through. And Fort Laramie gets a timeout after the bucket by Mesher. We played half the third quarter, 44-12 Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambi Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. And if you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
We'd like for you to take advantage of the great array of furniture at Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Fine inventory coming in regularly at Goffney. It's located on West Michigan Avenue. That's Route 47, just west of I-75. Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Take advantage of savings coupons available at the Goffney website. You'll like the in-store high quality. Plus, the price is excellent. It will meet your budget's needs. Goffney Furniture, fabulous furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office, entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Goffney in Sydney. 3:40 to go in the third quarter. 44-12, Fort Laramie. Mechanicsburg's got the ball. It's Miscadre. Popping out to catch is Chris Taylor. He's picked up by Rosengarten of Fort Laramie, 25 feet away. Ball dealt to Mac DeLong. Deep right corner, Miscadre goes baseline. Arches one up over Dylan Braun. Short, no good. Miscadre got it back. Head fake, up and good. Nice effort by Miscadre. Long pass, Fort Laramie. To Nolan Burning, sets and shoots the three. Shot it off the back iron. Ball hit the rim, climbed up over the backboard, caught a cable up there, out of bounds. Mechanicsburg possession. 3:13 left in the third, 44-14 in favor of Fort Laramie. Dribbling hard in backcourt, DeLong strides up the right side around one Redskin another and coughed it up. Here goes Burning the other way for Fort Laramie. The trailer behind him is Mesher. Right back to Dylan Braun. Swish! On a long one. It's a triple. Dylan Braun, three more. How many for him, Chuck?
That is 18.
Dylan a bucket away from 20. 2:45 to go in the third. 47-14 in favor of Fort Laramie. Here's an off-balance 12-foot jump shot. A fadeaway is missed by Logan Hurst. Almost went in. Rebound down to Fort Laramie. Deep in the left corner, Carter Mesher. He jacks it up. You can count it. Carter Mesher right on the mark. Two straight threes for Fort Laramie, which leads it 50-14 with 2:18 to go here in the third quarter. We now have a continuous clock in place. I may have mistakenly mentioned earlier today that it's like football. 30 points or more when, in fact, it's not like football.
It's 35.
Right.
And then if it goes down below 30, it goes back. So.
Oh. I got you. Mr. Bachman on the PA system informing.
Educating people.
Yep. Enlightening folks about the continuous clock rule in high school basketball. Here's a baseline jump shot. Fadeaway. No good by Butch. Rebounded by Fort Laramie. A long pass down the floor. Brandewey hits a teammate. Rosengarten on the catch and the score. Redskins have run the court beautifully tonight, just galloping right along. All 10 of them who've played have not missed a beat. This is a well-conditioned, nicely balanced, pretty deep club. Here's a drive by Mascadre down the right side of the lane. He spilled, took a hit from a Redskin player. It is a common foul. Substitutions for Fort Loramie. Jake Ratterman is in, and also checking in on
Kevin
the hardwood.
Plyman.
Kevin Plyman. He's a pretty tall-looking stud.
Had a good JV year.
Kevin, a 6'7 sophomore. You'll be hearing from him. Here's the ball inbounded outside the lane to the right. Taylor shoots. No good. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. No look pass to Barhorst. Behind him to Rosengarten. He chucks up a three. Off to the left. Rebound Mechanicsburg. 25 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Indians deep in the right corner of the floor. Here's a herky-jerky move. Shot put up by Cam Young short. And Fort Loramie's got it. 13 seconds left in the period. 52-14, Fort Loramie. Ball thrown around the arc. Here's Jake Ratterman. On top, Austin Siegel. He tries a triple. A triple for Siegel. He beats the buzzer. Austin lit it up from long range. What a shot by Siegel. He made a 15-footer earlier, and that one went down from 24.
Wow.
55-14, Fort Loramie after three on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGIncOH.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. 55-14 Fort Loramie. We start the fourth quarter. Redskins on the weave out front. A host of new young players out there for the Skins. Mason Kemper is in, 6'2" junior. Good receiver on the football squad. Hand off to Rosengarten into the lane. Here's a deep right corner, long, high-arching triple. Off to the left, no good, but Jake Roderman. It comes down to Mechanicsburg. Mechanicsburg's got the ball 20 feet away is Chris Taylor. Taylor, leading scorer on the year for the Indians, 13 a game. Passes to the left, picked off by Fort Loramie, then an errant throw by the Redskins. It's out of bounds in the corner. Mechanicsburg gets it back.
Still trying to run, doesn't matter who's out there.
Here come the Indians, trailing 55-14 up and over the timeline. It is Cam Young popping out to catch is number four, Colin Hartley, who's in. Straightaway Taylor weaves it to DeLong. Plyman at 6'7 for Fort Loramie is guarding Brad Butch for the Mechanicsburg Indians, or I should say he's guarding Kyle Smith, who's about 6'3". Here's a throwaway on the other side of the floor by Mechanicsburg, and Fort Loramie gets it back. Rosengarten, Barhorst, 6'7", Plyman, Nolan Burning, and Jake Ratterman on the floor right now for Fort Loramie. How many young men have played for the Redskins? A dozen, Chuck?
They played 15. They played them all.
Wow. Long three try. Left corner. Rosengarten hit the rim. Caromed away. Fort Loramie gets it back. With the ball, Jake Ratterman. Here's Nolan Burning. Fakes left, goes right. Weaves to Cody Barhorst. He's got an avenue down the lane. Left it short. No good. Rebound. Foul, I think, against the Redskins over the top. Barhorst couldn't get the shot to go. Then, in his anxiousness to recover the board, fouled.
He's got four, but I'm not sure that they're going to worry much about that.
5:26 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's a weave. Mack DeLong in the lane. Fadeaway 10-footer for Mechanicsburg. It is off the back iron. Rebound down to Nolan Burning. Gives it up the floor to Jake Reiterman. He's got a good-looking three in the air. Short, no good. Rebound Burning right in front. Banked it in for Fort Loramie. Nolan Burning connects. 57-14 Fort Loramie. Back in a jiffy. Miscadre. 10-footer banker for Mechanicsburg. Short, no good. Rebound Fort Loramie. Quickly down the floor. Here's a lob up in the air for the 6'7 Plyman. It was mistimed. He couldn't flush it through. And Mechanicsburg snatches the rebound.
That didn't have a prayer, but it looked good.
Here's Logan Hurst on the dribble at front. Gives it up to DeLong for the Indians. On a weave to Taylor. Set, shoots the three, and pops it in. Chris Taylor is right on the button on that shot.
He's a pretty good-looking ball player. He's only a junior, but we just don't know if he's ever going to get any help.
How many points for him?
He's got 11.
Of the 17. 57-17 Redskins. Nolan Burning left available. He hoists up a three off the front rim. Rebound thrown back in by Mechanicsburg to Mack DeLong. 4 minutes to go in the game. DeLong hits a teammate, Taylor. He drives low on the left, hooks it cross court, caught there by Young. Young darts to the basket and drops it in over the rim. 57-19 in favor of Fort Loramie. 3:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Rosengarten, Jake Reiterman, on a weave to Barhorst straight away. Elbow in the left, dumps it down low to Plyman. He's open, banked it down. Good looking feed by Barhorst. For the 6'7 Plyman. Timeout called. 3:33 left in the game. Redskins lead at 59-19. We'll keep it here on the floor and tell you about Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like it. Congrats to Dale and Joyce Barhorst. 12 years of owning and running Brookins. And now the turn is Carl Arnes. Same fine menu, same great food. A new late-night menu in place now by Carl, as well as a few other changes. You'll love Brookins. Food is cooked fresh. Take advantage of the pork chop special on Saturday night. Roasted chicken dinners, too. Many specialty sandwiches, plus pizza. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie. 10 Elm Street, on the web at Brookins-USA.com. And Brookins is also a good place to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, wedding rehearsals, and more. Brookins in Fort Loramie. Again, Brookins is on the web at Brookins-USA.com. Outstanding drive to the rim by Fort Loramie. Mason Kemper, the 6'2 junior, took it in from the left side of the floor. As Mechanicsburg could not slow him down. Field goal by Kemper, 61-19. Here's a missed shot by Mechanicsburg in the paint. Miscadre couldn't get it to find the range. And Fort Loramie's got the rebound. Cross-court pass for Barhorst, broken up and swiped by the Indians, who come zipping down the court, and a timeout is called by head coach Tyler Craig. 2:27 to go in the fourth. Redskins on top, 61-19. An opportunity to inform you all about the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, an outstanding place to go if you need a good gift idea. The Jewelry Barn was established back in 2011. Qualified staff to offer you great custom jewelry and jewelry repair. The Jewelry Barn also offers free jewelry cleaning, ear piercing, watch link adjustment. Certified by the Gemological Institute of America in diamond grading and color stone grading, and also certified in jewelry repair, is the Jewelry Barn. Tell Jolene Rinderly at the shop that you heard all about her store right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Steal by Fort Loramie, and Kevin Plyman at 6'7 goes rumbling down the floor. I think he tried to make a dunk, Chuck.
He did.
and timing a bit off, he missed it. Ball hit the rim and went out of bounds.
He got bumped a little bit. He did. I mean, it just took his rhythm out of it.
Yeah, he was jostled a little.
He was definitely high enough.
A minute 50 to go in the game. 61-19 Fort Loramie. Bad pass by Mechanicsburg. Here's the steal by the Redskins. Dribbling hard down the floor. Layup is in. Mitchell Burning, 6'2 junior, connects. Minute 35 to go in the game.
Now 11 Redskins have scored in the game.
Wow. I don't think I can recall seeing that in the scorebook.
It's been a while.
9 or 10 maybe, 11? Fort Loramie girls once or twice.
I think they got everybody in once.
Yeah. Here's a pass into the lane by Mechanicsburg.
Wow.
A soft seven-footer is in there. Lane Casey in off the bench.
That's a tough shot.
Yeah, 6'1 performer.
Just a freshman.
Good-looking make for the Frosh. And we've got a timeout called by the official far side of the floor. Mechanicsburg player has got both laces that need tied. And they get knotted up by Hayden DeLong during that brief respite for the referee. 58 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. 63-21 Fort Loramie. Straight away, it's the 6'7 Kleiman. Left corner, Nolan Burning. Out on top, it's fed to Mitchell Burning. At the elbow in the right, shoots it to the left, no good. Rebound laid up and in. Mason Kemper got his second fielder, 65-21 Fort Loramie. Half minute to go in the game. Mechanicsburg dribbling on the arc. Here's an attempted drive, and the ball is coughed up. Fort Loramie back the other direction. And the Redskins will back it out and not shoot. Final 20 seconds will run down, and Fort Loramie will have blitzed Mechanicsburg without Tyler Siegel and Evan Burning tonight. 65-21. Redskin fans on their feet in unison across the way as Fort Loramie thumps Mechanicsburg by 44.
Wow.
Our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the region, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Thanks as well to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, Brookins in Fort Loramie, Dickman Electrical Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? Enjoy Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City at the Troy store. Children eat free on Monday night from 5 to 8. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. The in-between just south of Botkins where the food's not in between, it's out of this world. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, and thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at TomJerry's.com. Who wins our Clancy's honors tonight?
Well, it's a toss-up. I had Dylan Braum with 18. I had Austin Siegel with 18. But that three by Austin pushed me over the edge. So Austin Siegel is my Clancy's player of the game.
Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
We will go offline for about 12 minutes or so, then return online, have our pregame opening for you, then have some conversation prior to the start of Botkins and Riverside, which is our final game here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Loramie victorious in game one. Ron Mooney is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on-site engineering. Redskins defeat Mechanicsburg in our opener here tonight. Final tally 65-21 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.